You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. I'm Sarah Marshall, and this podcast looks at homepage traffic.
You see domains where 80, 90% even of their traffic is homepage direct, and you see domains where 5 or 10% of their traffic is homepage direct.
Homepages is traditionally conceived by news organizations, I think it will have diminishing value.
I would say that homepage is dead is a meme I hear a lot in publishers, but I also think it's Kool-Aid they shouldn't really be drinking.
Let's start by looking at why some publishers think they get more homepage traffic than they actually do, with the help of a senior editor.
I'm Zach Seward, senior editor of Quartz, which is a global business news venture that launched in 2012 and is part of Atlantic Media. So most analytics software from Google Analytics to Omniture includes in its data this notion of direct traffic. And that's essentially any traffic for which the analytics software didn't pick up refer information. It doesn't know where the traffic was coming from, so it calls it direct. I think generally people have looked at that data and assumed that it all is coming from within the site itself, that it's internal traffic or most likely homepage traffic. And that's simply not true.
That's dark social, traffic from email or shared by instant messenger where referrer data has been stripped and the topic of a previous podcast.
It varies from site to site what portion of it is really homepage traffic versus just traffic for which a referrer wasn't picked up. But it's one of these things, I mean, that sounds really technical and wonky, but I think it leads to a lot of mistaken impressions about the nature of traffic on various websites. The reality is simply that Google Analytics and Omniture and the like don't pick up all referrer data, and it doesn't mean that in not picking it up, that you should assume it's all internal.
One analytics platform that does separate off direct homepage traffic from dark social is Chartbeat. Josh Schwartz is head of data science there. So what's he learned about homepage traffic from the data from Chartbeat's clients?
The picture is ironically that the story is radically different depending on the publisher. If you look across our network, you find a statistic like something about 50% of entrances are homepage direct, right? A touch under 50, right? The thing is that that statistic is radically biased toward the largest domains because for one, the largest domains are the most likely to have homepage direct traffic. And for two, the largest domains count more if you take a representative sample of traffic, right? So that 50% number is something that's interesting, but I think it's also misleading. If you look more kind of finely at what the distribution of homepage direct traffic is, you see that it just varies incredibly widely, right? So you see domains where 80, 90% even of their traffic is homepage direct, and you see domains where 5 or 10% of their traffic is homepage direct. And I think that that is a mix, right? So on one hand, large international famous news sources obviously have a large amount of homepage direct traffic. And then also sites that have like a very particular brand can have homepage direct traffic, right? Now, sites that are more likely to be shared or that are more likely to kind of, you know, be picked up on a random site that sort of provides links are more likely to not have a huge amount of homepage traffic. So it really kind of depends on the particular niche that a site is in, where they're kind of lie on that spectrum.
So let's take Quartz, which has around 3.3 million unique readers a month. How much homepage traffic does Quartz get? Zach Seward.
It's about 10%. And that's a good question because it varies so widely from site to site, and that's dramatically different from what you would find at a lot of well-established media companies where homepage traffic is more like 50%. It stands to reason that the newer the publication, the smaller the percentage of homepage traffic, and that's for two reasons. One is, of course, an organization that's been around longer has had a longer time to try to build a loyal audience that comes back to its homepage. But the other and more important reason is that the notion of going to a homepage at all is quickly becoming out of date. So if you're a new publication like Quartz, the idea of assuming people are just going to come to you is foolish, and your strategy ends up being based around trying to get people to come to individual articles, and the homepage necessarily becomes less important.
Let's move to hearing from another analytics expert, Andrew Montalenti, co-founder and CTO of analytics platform Parsley.
So homepages, it's a big topic of debate among publishers, as you can imagine, right? And I see it in a few ways, and this is all based on data I see from my customers and, of course, talking to them. So first of all, I think of it as branding is the right way to kind of conceptualize the homepage. The first way to think about different homepages is strong versus weak brands. So if you think about a strong brand in the news sphere, like, for example, one of Parsley's customers, Fox News, right? They've got their homepage is one of the primary ways they communicate editorial intention to their loyal audience, right? I mean, this is what their editors are saying these people should be reading on a given day. But a weak brand will find that the audience only encounters their articles via external sources, right? A weak brand won't get a lot of people typing in the homepage or bookmarking it or setting it as their browser default. And instead, these people will sort of stumble on the articles via social networks or via search queries they run. So there is kind of an aspect of branding to homepages. It's silly to say, oh, homepages aren't important, given that they're so effective as traffic sources for a lot of major and strong brands. Maybe instead you should consider that the homepage is kind of an indication of whether you've got a loyal audience who has a sticky remembering of your brand in particular and is seeking out the editorial judgment of your staff. Right? So the second way I think about homepages is front door versus side door brands. And this is a bit different. So for example, The Atlantic, another Parsley customer, is a very strong brand. They have a major newspaper and people respect their writing widely, and they've been around for, you know, more than a century, et cetera. But their content actually has a side door orientation. Right. So even though many people do go to The Atlantic's homepage, their best pieces and their most viral pieces are long form opinion pieces that make controversial claims and are widely shared. And they're not necessarily a breaking news item or an editorial selection from the staff. So those pieces of content will draw in a lot of people through the side door. And so it's very important for them to orient their strategy around that side door as a brand. By contrast, Dallas Morning News basically is a front door orientation publisher because people in Dallas, Texas, they go to that site in order to find out what's new locally in their area. And they're kind of relying on the editors to make those selections for them, right? So you need to think about your homepage in terms of this front door versus side door, like what is the orientation of our content? And then in terms of brand, are we a strong brand already? Can we actually realistically expect people to be bookmarking our homepage? Or are we right now in a growth phase where we need to establish that brand and it's all about the other ways of finding our content? I would say that homepage is dead is a meme I hear a lot in publishers, but I also think it's Kool-Aid they shouldn't really be drinking.
Quartz is one of those growth phase publishers Andrew Montalenti talked about there.
I mean, we had very ambitious goals for growing our audience quickly in the first year of operation. Quartz just last week celebrated its first anniversary. And in order to go from zero audience to where we are now, you know, it was very clear that we would have to rely very heavily on distribution in social media. And that would mean that we would live or die based on whether individual articles were shared on sites like Facebook and Twitter and Reddit, et cetera, less than we would live or die based on homepage traffic. In fact, that became a, you know, in comparison, a relatively minor factor. As I was saying before, the newer the publication, I think, the more likely you are to take that strategy. There may be some disadvantages, but the upsides are really clear and I think far greater, which is there's really no limit on the potential growth you can achieve if the vast majority of your traffic is coming in through social.
And the majority of Quartz readers come via that side door of social. The business site gets 35% from light social and between 25 and 30% of its traffic from dark social. And interestingly, Jay Lauf, who's publisher of Quartz, said in a keynote speech he gave at our News Rewired conference a fortnight ago that Quartz journalists are asked to write the headline to a story first and to do it in 140 characters to see if it's shareable. And if they can't do that, then it's not a Quartz story. Zach Seward was social media editor at the Wall Street Journal before joining The Atlantic, so he's worked for more traditional big brand news sites as well as at Quartz. I asked him if he thinks that too many homepage editors or section editors are spending too much time on focusing on the homepage or section homepage.
I think way too many news sites are organized like newspapers. There's a lot of sense to the structure of a print newspaper being divided into sections. And I think there's not much innovation these days in print newspaper design, but perhaps that's because, you know, the industry really got that right a long time ago. But when a lot of newspapers move to create their presence online, they seem to have essentially recreated a lot of the print metaphors. And the chief way that that's done is through these sections. And as you said, you know, not just sections, but you know, the larger the news organization, the more likely that these are sections where an actual person is rearranging what the stories look like on the section front page. A lot of us at Quartz came from news organizations like this, and I don't really mean to be flippant about it. You know, they may have good reason to do that. They have a lot of actual print readers who are also reading them online, and so maybe there's benefit in sort of moving the metaphor over to the web. But you know, we also could see that for the most part, people do not use section fronts. They do not go to start. Fewer and fewer people are going to homepages at all. For those that do, they come to a homepage to read articles. They really, really don't go to a homepage and then pick the sports section and then look for an article. It's just not how, it's certainly not the dominant way that people use news websites anymore. And so we try to eschew that sort of organization of the site as much as possible. Everything about the design, of course, really emphasizes individual articles over a navigational structure. That said, there is a way to navigate around the site. You can go to specific obsessions of Quartz, et cetera. But we were cognizant of the fact that all news websites live or die based on individual articles, and that people come to us and want from us articles. No one ever said, like, it was a really great section front. It lives or dies on the articles.
But before you abandon the idea of a homepage, listen to this final point from Zach Seward.
At the same time that I'm arguing that, you know, that the notion of a traditional homepage is going away, you know, we're also seeing that a number of sites that are structured kind of like homepages have been succeeding. I'm referring to sites like TechMeme, an aggregator of tech news, or Dig in its relaunched version, which is, you know, which is just essentially a single page that then links out to great material on the rest of the web. The Drudge Report is probably the oldest example of a site like this. It's just a single page of links to the rest of the web. These are home pages in a sense. And, you know, the three at least that I mentioned are very successful home pages. People do seem willing to bookmark or otherwise remember to go to these sites. And that's in tension with the argument that traditional news homepages are dying, I think. So, you know, I don't think that it's the case that there's no hope for landing pages or pages that have a collection of links on them. It's just that homepages as traditionally conceived by news organizations, I think, will have diminishing value.
We'll be publishing a feature and sharing more on homepage insights on journalism.co.uk in the next couple of weeks. You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast.